The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Maywood Case. The Green Hornet strikes again! A small group of reporters stood beside a cot in a room at the state prison hospital. The prisoner who lay on the cot was no longer young, and even the few years he had been confined had taken their toll. As the suffering prisoner looked up at the faces around him, he finally spoke, slowly and with great effort.
Gentlemen, I am to have an operation this afternoon. I know my condition is serious, that I haven't much chance to pull through. I asked the warden to have you newspaper men come in.
You going to make a complete confession?
What about the Green Hornet, Maywood?
Yeah. How long were you tied up with that spalpeen, anyhow? If you ask me, I'd
Shut
say...
Shut up, expert. Give Maywood a chance to talk.
Oh, sure, sure. Go ahead, Mr. Maywood. We're listening.
You've asked about the Green Hornet in connection with my case.
Did you ever see his hideout, Maywood?
You'll have an estate to leave if you tell enough to result in the Green Hornet's capture.
That's right, Maywood. $25,000 will be paid by the Daily Sentinel if what you say helps him find the Hornet.
Wait, gentlemen. I'm sorry, but I can't tell anything much about the Green Hornet. Not anything that would help in his capture.
Well, I'll wait, boys.
In fact, what I am about to tell you should help the Green Hornet in the eyes of the law.
What is it you want us for? What do you want to tell us?
The Green Hornet was not one of that spying.
What?
Quiet, expert.
That is, so far as I know.
We can't believe that, Maywood.
Then this much you can believe. The Green Hornet had nothing to do with the death of Mary Canfield. That I swear to.
But at your trial you did all you could to convict him.
A charge of murder was placed against the Hornet along with the rest of you.
I know. That's why I sent for you. I may not pull through this operation. I had to tell the truth before I went through it. The girl was killed before the Hornet came into the picture.
Gentlemen, you'll have to leave. The patient has fainted. We'll report his condition to the press right after the operation.
Let's go, fellas.
Come on, boys.
Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, sat in the living room of his luxurious apartment reading the latest edition of the Sentinel. Cato, who was removing the coffee service, looked up as Britt made a comment about the news.
Well, I see George Maywood has died in prison.
George Maywood? That name not familiar, Mr. Britt.
Oh, I forgot. You wouldn't remember him, Cato. A few years ago, he went to prison for life. The Green Hornet was responsible for his going there.
Oh, but if Green Hornet responsible, why I not remember George Maywood?
I'll tell you. My adventure with Maywood took place when you were out of town visiting. I spoke of it at the time, but so much has happened since
then. That's true. So much happened that it's not easy to remember if I not actually helping. What happened at that time, Mr. Britt?
It was an interesting case, Cato. And George Maywood was an interesting and clever man.
Why don't you tell me of adventure with Mr. Maywood?
All right, I will. It was the morning that you left on your trip. I went to the office as usual and was going over routine matters with Miss Case.
Well, I guess that about clears up the morning meal, Mr. Reed. If there are any of the letters you want to answer, I can take them down now and get them out before noon.
No, I don't feel like dictating now, Miss Case. You answer the ones you think should be answered. Do it your own way.
Yes, sir. Just as you say.
Morning, Reed. Hi, Cathy.
Why, hello, Axford. What brings you in?
I just gave Dunnigan a bit of news I picked up at Cops Headquarters.
I suppose it's something that'll push the war news right off the front page.
Go on, Cathy. Who's to say it won't at that? That is, if anything comes of it.
What is the bit of news you gave to Dunnigan?
Well, you know the trouble the Danby Maywood Trucking Company's been having lately, don't you?
Yes, of course. Two of their trucks carrying important parts of the war factory have been hijacked in the past 10 days.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this morning, a girl phoned Cops Headquarters and said she wants to see the inspector at 5 this afternoon. She says she has some information that might lead to the one responsible.
Oh, that's interesting. If she really has anything to tell.
Yeah, we'll find out this afternoon. She gave her name and address, Mary Canfield at the Park Apartments.
I wonder why she wants to wait until 5 o'clock.
Well, she said she was working and couldn't get off. I'm going to be at Cops Headquarters at 5, so to find out what she has to say.
That afternoon, Axford went to police headquarters to find out what information the girl had to give. It was almost 7 o'clock when he came back to the office in a state of great excitement.
What Axford find out, Mr. Britt?
It seems the girl, Mary Canfield, didn't keep her appointment. After waiting an hour, Inspector Evans decided to go to her apartment. He took Axford along. And according to Axford, they didn't get any response to their knocking.
The girl isn't home, Inspector.
Seems that way. Strange. Seemed quite anxious to see me when she phoned this morning. I wonder if... I'll try the door. Door's unlocked. Let's have a look inside. No one here.
That must be the bedroom over there.
Yes. Guess it. Great Scott.
What's the matter, dear? Holy crow. That must be her lying on the floor.
Yes. So this is why she failed to come to headquarters.
Is she?
Yes. She's dead. Look there on her forehead.
Suffering snakes. The seal of the Green Hornet. I gotta get to a phone. Wait till Reed hears about this.
Whoever it was who killed the girl had evidently found out she was going to the police. And he left a Hornet seal to throw the blame on me.
Where'd he get sealed?
It was a good imitation, Cato. Not really one of my seals.
What happened then, Mr. Britt?
That night I came home. And not having much to go on and knowing the police would be at the girl's apartment, I didn't go out as the Hornet. It was after midnight when the phone rang. Hello?
Reed, this is Mike Axford.
What's happened?
Plenty, that's what. Another of the Danby Maywood trucks was just hijacked with important war material. He thought he was slugged. The driver got a good look at the guy who did it.
Really?
That he did. And he says to was the Green Hornet, mask and all.
The Green Hornet?
That's right. He's been the one all along, no doubt, and killed the girl when she got a line on him. She worked at the offices of the Danby Maywood Trucking Company and all.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, she did, poor thing. I'll call you back if the cops get anything more, Reed.
All right, Axford. Sooner or later, they'll get the one who's responsible. Mark my words.
So Killer also tried to put blame for sabotaging trucks on Hornet.
Yes, he was out to make the most of a good thing, Cato. I decided to get as much information as I could before making a move as the Hornet. The following morning, I sent Axford to get statements from both Danby and Maywood. They were very indignant about what had happened, especially after listening to Axford.
Of course, now that you know it is the Green Hornet who's responsible, I guess you realize what the cops are up against, Mr. Maywood.
We do realize, of course, that the Hornet is ruthless and clever. But it seems to us that between them, the police and the federal men should be able to run him down. I'm sure Mr. Danby agrees with me on that.
That's right, I do. Poor Miss Canfield was one of our most efficient employees. And her death at the hands of that fiend has been a tremendous shock.
Yeah, I know. What does she do around here, Mr. Danby?
Miss Canfield was our secretary. That's her desk in the outer office. She'll be difficult to replace. She handled very confidential matters and was absolutely trustworthy.
That's right.
Uh-huh. But how do you suppose the Hornet got to know about when them trucks were leaving and which way they were going?
That information, of course, is always kept very confidential. No one outside of this immediate office, except the truck driver, knew that information.
Well, seems to me the drivers would be foolish to stick their necks out by telling anyone. The drivers of all the trucks that were stopped got hurt kind of bad.
That's true.
Yet, the Green Hornet found out from somebody.
Yes, of course. I don't want to cast any reflections on Miss Canfield's splendid reputation, but... It could be that she spoke out of turn.
Now, see here,
oh,
George.
I mean unwittingly, of course. She was attractive and probably had many dates.
She sure must have found out something important yesterday before she got killed. But she didn't get a chance to tell the cops.
Too bad.
It was at that. Well, thanks for seeing me, Mr. Maywood. And you too, Mr. Danby. I'll be getting back to the Daily Sentinel office.
After telling me what Danby and Maywood had said, Axford left my office. Of course, what he had told me set me thinking.
What he found out not seem to be of very much help.
I know, that's the way I felt about it at first. It wasn't until after Miss Case and I discussed the matter that I began to get an inkling of the truth.
You know, Mr. Reed, I've been thinking of what Axford just told us. That is about what he heard Mr. Danby and Mr. Maywood say this morning in that interview.
What is it you're thinking in regard to what they said, Miss Case?
Well, that girl, Mary Canfield, was their confidential secretary. And somehow, well, she not only found out that the Green Hornet was behind what was going on, but also she must have found out something that would have led to his identity. That's the only reason he'd go so far as to kill her, it seems to me.
Yes, Miss Case. There's a great deal to what you say. What else?
Well, it stands to reason the Hornet must have had some connection in the office over there. What I mean is, he must have been contacting someone there. Perhaps one of the employees, to get his information. Otherwise, how could Mary Canfield learn what she did?
Well, the only other way would have been for her to be the one who was dealing with a Hornet. Which is most unlikely, in my opinion.
Oh, I never thought of that possibility.
As I said, I think it very unlikely.
Miss Canfield was in a position to learn a great deal. She seemed to have the confidence of both Danby and Maywood.
She was in a position to learn a great deal,
but... Did it occur to you, Mr. Reed, that foreign agents would pay her a lot of money for the information she could give them?
Well, meaning what, for instance?
Meaning that the Green Hornet might have been acting as a go-between for the foreign agent with Mary Canfield. And then, when she wasn't paid off, she decided to go to the police.
And stick her own neck in the noose? No, I think she was too smart for that, Miss Case.
That's so. I forgot about the fact that she'd be getting herself in trouble. Well, maybe I'm wrong after all. In fact, now that I think it over, I'm sure she was on the level. But whatever it was that she found out, she discovered yesterday morning at the office.
Oh. Well, what makes you sure of that? Maybe she ran onto something the evening before when she wasn't at the office.
You don't know women very well, Mr. Reed.
Why do you say that?
Well, if you did, you'd know we act on impulse. Well, if Mary Canfield had disagreed with someone the night before and decided to tell the police something, well, she'd have phoned them then. She wouldn't have waited until the next morning when she was in the office and unable to talk or leave.
I see. Then you think whatever she found out came about after she reached the office yesterday morning.
Well, that's the way I see it. Well, I'm probably wrong. And now that she's dead, I guess we'll never really know the facts. That is, unless they capture the Green Hornet and get the truth out of him. That's pretty unlikely.
Personally, I feel that the one responsible for Mary Canfield's death will be caught, Miss Case. And when he is, the facts will be more startling than we think.
While you talk to Miss Case, you get idea about killer, perhaps?
Well, not exactly, Cato. But I decided her idea was a good one. Good enough to act upon.
What idea you mean?
Her idea that Miss Canfield had found out something vital just before she phoned the police from her office. I decided to get a look inside that office, even though it would be taking a great risk. At dusk, I came here to the apartment to get the Green Hornet disguise. Then I took the Black Beauty out of hiding and drove to the vicinity of the Danby Maywood Trucking Company offices. I managed to get inside the building and soon stood just outside the door to the suite of offices occupied by Danby and Maywood. I unlocked the door with a skeleton key. Made it. I have to use my flashlight. Don't dare put on the lights. I'll start with the girl's desk first. What the? The lights!
Don't move, Hornet. This gun is pointed right at your back.
Who are you?
My name is Danby. I thought you might come here, so I've been waiting. I'll kill you if you make the slightest move. Now I'll phone the police.
It was a tense moment, Cato. As I stood waiting while Danby dialed police headquarters, I watched for a chance, but he never took his eyes off me. He had moved around in front of me to phone. As he finished dialing police headquarters, I knew I'd have to think fast.
Now, Hornet, in a moment, the police will know I've captured you. And every scout car in the neighborhood will be here. Hello? Police headquarters?
As Danby talked on the phone to the police, Cato, I did some fast thinking.
Yes, Danby.
My hands, of course, were raised. I noticed that the phone cord ran down the side of the desk near me. I knew I was taking a chance, but it was now or never. I suddenly lifted my foot, hooked it in the phone cord, and swung my foot backward. Look out, Danby!
Hey, what
the... That's a second too late, Danby. I'll take that gun.
No, I won't let you kill me.
I haven't time to bother with you! I decided that as long as Danby was out cold, I'd go ahead and search the office. But I hadn't figured on the fact that a patrol car would be in the immediate neighborhood. And before I knew it, I heard a police siren, and it was nip and tuck for a while getting away from the place.
You think Danby tried to capture Hornet because he guilty one, perhaps?
No, as a matter of fact, I didn't connect Danby with the killing or the hijacking of the trucks. I had come to a definite decision about that.
What make you think Danby not guilty one?
When Axford went for that interview, Danby had nothing but praise for Miss Canfield and did everything to give her a good name. But Maywood tried to cast suspicion on the dead girl. That made me do a bit of thinking about Maywood.
Well, then you already think Maywood connected with the crimes, perhaps?
Frankly, yes. But I had no proof. I had gone to their offices to try to find proof or some clue that might clinch things for me. But Danby's actions had kept me from it. However, I decided to go back again that same night, knowing the police wouldn't expect a second visit from the Hornet so soon. It was less than an hour later when I again stood before the desk that had been used by Mary Canfield and Trucking Company offices. I have to make a quick search. Shorthand notebook. I know enough about shorthand to translate most of it. I'll take it along. down to search Maywood's desk. I made a thorough search of Maywood's desk, but found nothing. The same with Danby's. Then, still carrying the shorthand notebook, I returned to the apartment.
You find out anything from notebook, Mr. Breed?
Yes, I did. A great deal, Cato. At first, I couldn't make any sense out of what was written in it. You see, right in the middle of letters which had evidently been dictated to her, she had written in shorthand comments placed in parentheses, all referring to a man designated as he, such as, "He hung up quickly when I entered today." Comments like that.
But what you make from that?
Well, I went over them all and found they formed sort of a daily diary. And one of the last comments was, "I'm sure now. The number he calls is ST9034. That must be the hiding place of the F.A.
What that mean?
I wasn't sure at the time, so I called that number, deciding to bluff a bit to get information. Is this?
Who are you calling?
I'm calling for the man at the trucking company. If you know whom I mean.
Oh yes. But why did he not phone himself? I do not recognize your voice.
If he didn't trust me, he wouldn't have me call.
You are right. What is it you have to tell me?
I have a written message for you. Where can I bring it to you?
So you have a written message, eh?
That's right.
Good. Bring it to the back room of the pool hall on 10th Street at Warner. I will be waiting.
All right. I'll bring it right over. Goodbye. I went out as the Green Hornet again, driving to the vicinity of the pool hall he'd mentioned. I knew the man on the phone was suspicious, so I didn't attempt to go inside. Yet. I was sure he'd have company soon, and I was right. I looked in the window. There were three men waiting in the back room.
What you do then?
I decided to visit Maywood at his home. I went there in the Black Beauty. Then I made my way to the house. I could see Maywood sitting at the desk in his study. I entered.
What the...
Caught you off guard, eh, Maywood?
Why have you come here, what... Green Hornet.
That's right. I'm the real Hornet, Maywood.
Why have you come here, I say?
Maybe I know more than you think I know, Maywood.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hijacking truckloads of war materials? Killing of Mary Canfield? And the man who answers the phone at Stevens, 9034.
Now, see here. If you come here to try
Maybe
to...
I've come here to make a deal with you, Maywood. If the real Hornet's working for you, you run less risk.
What? You mean you actually want to? That is, you haven't come here to...
I just told you why I came here. What about it? You pay me enough, you can stay out of things and leave the dirty work to me. Then you can collect from the other end when the work's done.
Well, I need a little time to think it over and to convince certain associates that your plan might be feasible.
How long will it take you?
Come back in a couple of hours. Yes, that will give me ample time. A couple of hours.
All right. I'll be back. And you'd better convince those friends of yours, Maywood.
Did you really intend to wait and go back to see Mr. Maywood?
No, of course not, Cato. I knew he wouldn't really consider a deal with the Hornet. I went out to the Black Beauty and waited. Then when he came out, I followed. But I underestimated the man's cleverness, Cato.
What'd he do, Mr. Britt?
He drove straight out to the boulevard. I followed. But when I reached the junction of the boulevard and the pike, I ran into unexpected trouble. Funny Maywood's going out this way.
Police trap. Maywood led me right into it. Have to use a smoke screen. For a moment, I thought I was through Cato. Police were everywhere.
Well, how do you think that happened, Mr. Britt?
Maywood was smart. He phoned the police before he left the house. Then, suspecting I'd follow him, he led the way into that trap. In the excitement, he drove away.
Is that not good for you?
Well, even during the tense moments when the police seemed about to close in, I thought of something that I hoped would work. I raced along the boulevard with the police in hot pursuit. I used the smokescreen, but not enough to lose them entirely.
Why do you not want to lose them?
I figured Maywood would get to the man who would talk to me on the phone. I knew that man was at the pool hall with two or three others. I decided to lead the police in a roundabout way back to that pool hall and to pull a bluff that would turn the police against Maywood and show him up.
How would it all work out?
I doubled back toward the pool hall with the police not far behind. I parked the car where it wouldn't be noticed. As they drove up, they saw the Green Hornet running into the pool hall. Figure split second timing.
What is this?
Shut up, all of you.
Hey, the fool, he led the police here.
Quiet, I said. All right, Maywood. We'll see this through together. Leave it to me. We'll get out of the way. Don't worry.
Listen here, you.
Shut up!
Look, Hornet. All the money you want if you will get us out of this.
What happened to the other two men who were here with you earlier?
They are at the apartment. Then you are the one who...
Yes, I'm the one. This is for you, Nazi! As the police shot the lock from the heavy door, I went through the window, leaving Maywood and the man whose name I found out later was Luber for the police. Evans had heard me say we'd all stick together, so he took them both to headquarters. There, they found out that Luber was a foreign agent. He squealed on Maywood.
Then Maywood, one who killed girl?
Maywood heard her phone to the police that morning. He got in touch with Luber's men, who murdered her to keep her quiet.
Then Maywood go to prison for life.
Yes. He and Luber were indicted for the murder along with the others. When I saw that picture and write-up in the paper, the adventure I had with Maywood came back vividly.
It say there that indictment of Maywood result in capture of big spy ring.
Yes. And it also says here that Maywood told the newspaper men and the police that the authorities had unjustly accused the Green Hornet.
Well, if you have such adventures when you're alone, it's better I not go away to visit.
Well, don't tell me you worry about it, you.
Well, it's not that, Mr. Britt. Oh, but it's not right you have all the fun to yourself. As Oxford say, Britt Reed and Green Hornet not be good company together.
Funny, but you can take it from me, Cato. The Hornet and Britt Reed are the best of friends.
Let Gillespie, West Bob, Maywood dies in prison. Green Hornet cleared in plot with Maywood. Green Hornet still at large. Let Gillespie, West Bob.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Al Neal speaking. Now here's a special program note. Fun for the money, two for the show. It's Darts for Dough, where contestants are rewarded if they have a straight aim. Hear Darts for Dough next on this ABC station. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.